What up, fam? This is the inside of a Taurus field, and today we're going to talk about nature's inherent or intrinsic shape, that being a Taurus. We were looking at it from the inside. This is what it would look like from the outside. Everything follows this design. Nature. We see this everywhere. The electromagnetic field of the heart. This is actually measurable when you have love and when you have fear. Now, does it make a little more sense the last few years when they told you to stay 6 feet away? It's everywhere. Some will say that our eyes are the window to our soul. What's the shape of an eye? Well, you guessed it. It's a Taurus. So maybe the Taurus is the gate to our soul. On top of that, every sound that comes out of our mouth is a Taurus. Even the baby babble from the Globers. Why? Because our larynx has three sphincters, which in themselves are toroidal muscles. So here's a representation of vowels and their toroidal spin resonance. Letters from the Hebrew alphabet are all derived from a rotating torus as well. And the Muru Foundation backs us up. And don't worry, fam, I didn't forget about how this relates to the Earth. We don't live on a sphere, we live within a sphere. Every magnetic field has something called a black domain wall. If we look at this top left picture, that line in the middle, that white one, that's a black domain wall. Another word for that is inertial plane, meaning it's inertial, it's static, it does not move. This would be looking at the magnetic field from a side view. Now this top right one, if we were in space, quote unquote, looking down, that's what we would see. Okay, so how did we get this shape? Where does it come from? This is a ferrocell and a magnet. Basically, it's just two optical flats with ferrofluid in the middle that has magnetic suspension that lets us see these lines when we put LEDs around the outside. So this is a magnet and you can see the field lines. Now I take the same magnet, flip it on its side, and then you can see the south and the north pole. Here's a video as well to give you a little demonstration of what it looks like. So now that we know what a magnetic field looks like, let's dig a little deeper. So again, a magnet underneath the ferrocell, look at the design, and let's match it with the path of the ISS. So here we go, this is the path of the ISS, public information, layer it over magnetic field, boom, matches perfectly. Look where it doesn't go in the center, aka the North Pole. Alright, so now we input data for observations for the azimuth and declination of the sun for an entire year, and guess what? A Taurus field. What a surprise. Matches perfectly within the magnetic field. Now if we animate all sun positions over a year, it's like a wave pushing and pulling through the field. This is not a coincidence. So here, magnetic field lines again underneath the ferrocell, and over here we have the apparent pattern of a solar eclipse. Looks exactly the same. What a surprise! The path of the moon over a flat Earth works perfectly within that Taurus field again. Alright, so here's the so-called planets, which are just wandering stars, and the paths that they make over a flat Earth. Makes perfect sense because it matches the magnetic field, once again, when allegedly we're flying within all of this. The beautiful patterns that the wandering stars make over our Earth. So here's a representation of the so-called planets, aka wandering stars, just doing sacred geometry. So here we have the sun position data projected on a plane surface from one longitude. Versus long exposure of the sun for a year using a pinhole camera matches perfectly. And again, fits right within the Taurus field. What happens when we take magnetic flux data and put it on a plane surface? It matches perfectly and you have a vortex just like it shows here. So if you guys enjoyed what you watched, I would be sincerely grateful if you would comment, like, post, share, get the word out there. Let's help each other out. Also, if you guys want to learn more about this, go download the Flat Earth Clock app. Referral code 46731. Let's do it!